you all have known each other for a long time. How did you meet, and how did this develop?
Well, this is me.
Since all the stories are going to be very different, I'll let him give his
version. I'll tell you how it happened, then Philippe will tell you his version of it. So the year is 1995. I arrived in New York and came to the Lincoln Center, where I was just about to start studying at Juilliard School. And I see this huge poster next to the Alice Tally Hall with this very good-looking young chap pretending to hold the violin there. And it says Philippe Quint playing Mendelssohn Concerto with Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. And I thought to myself, wow, there is another violinist that I need to compete with as I will be entering the school. And a few days later, we bump into each other on the street, and I recognize him. He didn't recognize me. And then we found out that he was going to move into the same building. And then we found out that he liked, at that point, he still liked my wife's to-be at that time, eggs in the morning. Now he claims that they're no good. ever since, we've been friends.
Yeah, well, In spite of that.
It's a pretty good recollection.
Is that
actually
pretty close?
Yeah. Except for the part when he was staring at my poster.
What do you mean?
Well, I just remember being on that poster and thinking, who is this guy staring at me? Yeah, but otherwise, my recollection is just seeing another violinist walking around school, and somebody said, oh, this guy is really good. He just won like 1,000 international competitions, and, you know, he's, you know, this big star. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, we'll see. We'll see about that. You know, in the meantime, you know, I was known as the most famous hallway violinist playing 24 caprices. And then it's very true. I was looking for a new place. I just won a prize actually at the competition, and I thought to use that prize to rent an apartment in New York that was slightly smaller than this studio.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's roomy.
So this is actually pretty large.
I would say it was twice
smaller
than this.
Yeah. And the thing is that so part of that price went on renting that apartment, and the other part was going for a Murphy bed because
there's no place to put it.
There was no place to put it, and that's why I did not get it. You know, I finally just only got a couch, and from that couch, actually, everything was convenient because all I had to do is just reach my hands into the room, to be next to the kitchen table, gas stove, bathroom. Everything was immediately within my reach. And the thing is that, you know, Vadim, you know, talked about his apartment a little bit, which was a little bigger than mine. So whenever he had guests, and they would be horrified that a married or to be married couple was living in such a small space, he would say, "Why don't we visit our friend Philippe?"
That's very true. I even brought my parents, who visited New York, to look at this, and my mother was so shocked she forgot to say goodbye to him as we were leaving.
It's very
I thought
true.
She was going to try to convince you to come back home. But, Dave, you can't live under conditions like this.
Absolutely not.